I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from NPR. Now, with that out of the way, speaking about bugging, Flora is still with us here, and our video pick of the week has to do with bugs.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we are just up on the bug beat. We're not going to let you miss one bug story. So this week, top of the bug news is a study about how fire ants, if you take a sort of glob of them and stick them in water, or let's say their nest floods because it's really rainy, they form together, they join together and form a raft that they can float, sail on for weeks.
I couldn't believe this. I didn't even know ants could do this.
Me neither.
But then you show that somebody sort of dumps,
a graduate student.
of course. Dumps a whole bunch, it must be hundreds of ants, in some water. And instead of falling down and drowning, they create this beautiful circle raft.
That was the other thing that's so amazing. It's not just kind of a motley raft. It turns out that it ends up being this sort of perfect circle. And it happens. This is what the researchers were looking at. Can you look at the ants' individual movements and figure out how they create this? You know, because we don't really know what's going through the ants' minds. But it turns out if they move randomly, and then when they hit the edge, they stop moving or they turn back, eventually, just sort of the law of averages, you get this beautiful circular raft. And it carries these passengers for weeks. And it turns out, you know, I was curious, how do the ants breathe underwater? Because some of them are submerged, right? So part of what keeps the raft afloat and allows these ants to breathe is that there are air bubbles trapped between the ants' bodies, so they can sort of sneak a breath here and there.
Wow. It's amazing. And then the other part of your video pick of the week has to do with
caterpillars and robots.
Yeah. What a combination.
I know. You wouldn't think this is the best part was the researcher, Barry Trimmer, was like, you know, it's weird that we're looking at caterpillars, which don't move that much, to make a robot move. But caterpillars have a few tricks for getting away quickly. They can roll up and kind of shoot away like a wagon wheel. And so you can see that happening on the video. And he's interested in making a class of soft-bodied robots that don't have hard parts. And the advantage is that they can sort of inflate or deflate. They could go through tiny little holes. So if you're trying to navigate complex terrain, or let's say you're the Mars rover and you get your wheel stuck in the sand, you know, you could just change your shape and get out.
Right.
And that's the sort of advantage of figuring out how to make these soft bodies move, which is not trivial.
No, it isn't. And you show how the caterpillars can squeeze through those little places. And it's up there on our website, on our video pick of the week, up on the usual left side on our website. And the ants making these rafts, which I still can't.
Amazing engineers.
And how they know how to do it in unison. You know, it's things about all these colony sort of insects.
These social insects.
Just together without any sort of, how does they communicate with one another to say, build that raft, get it circular, everybody do it.
Yeah, I mean, I asked, how do they know? Who's in charge here? And, you know, of course, no one knows how they know how to do it. But it does seem to be an adaptive strategy to deal with. They hail from the rainforest where it's rainy.
Yeah.
And this is how they survive.
Great videos. It's our video pick of the week up there, Flora Lichtman's creation, up on our website at sciencefriday.com. Watch those ants build the raft and watch this robot caterpillar. Doubleheader.
And you can do the ant experiment yourself, it turns out.
You can.
Get some gloves, first of all. Find a fire ant nest. This is what the researcher said.
Find the fire ant nest.
With your gloves on.
Carefully.
Carefully. Dump them in water and you'll see for yourself.
Yeah, under supervision. Thanks, Flora.
Thanks.
That's about all the time we have for today. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berkowitz is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wales, Alessio Bayak. Neil Rausch is our technical director at the controls here in New York. Our intern is Sam Flatow. If you missed any part of our program, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. You can get both audio and video there on iTunes. Also, you can subscribe a different way. You can go to our iPhone and Android apps up on our website to click on there and download the apps. And also, you can discuss what we're talking about all week on Twitter. It's at SciFry, and on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/SciFry. Happy Arbor Day. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.